You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
To come and save her, better believe it, get on her knees and pray her, then pray her, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, wanna turn right, but you turn all the way left.
Hensha, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Welcome. Oh, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad I'm here, and I'm glad our very honorable and special guest is here with us today. I have my fresh-squeezed strawberry lemonade, and I am ready to learn and to be blessed by our guest today. Welcome. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Yes. How? Mitaki api. Chantelo waste. Nape chusi apilo. Quincy wichakpi waste imachyab. What I said in my traditional Lakota greeting is I said, hello, my relatives. I greet you all with a glad heart, a warm handshake. My name is Quincy Goodstar.
Madhu, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm truly honored and blessed that you're here with us.
Oh, I'm blessed to be here. I'm smiling right now.
Well, so am I. I have felt so excited because I know that God has given you some amazing revelations about grace. And you have some good news, and congratulations are in order, and we love good news around here. So, would you like to share some of the amazing things Jesus is doing in your ministry?
Ooh, well, you know, what comes to mind right off the top of my head when you said that was my latest book. I have a third book out now that just came out maybe 2 months ago or so, called Sonship is Greater Than Discipleship.
Congratulations. This is wonderful. Now, that title is very intriguing, and I'm sure a lot of people are raising their eyebrows a little bit. Can you help us with that?
Yes. If someone wants to listen to a message on Sonship is Greater Than Discipleship, there is one, I believe, on YouTube and also on pray.com, which I'm on. Now, because what I'm about to say might take some back a little bit at first, but hear me out, because it is scriptural, and it is empowering, and it is the truth of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is, let me just pull the Band-Aid off right away and say, you know, not once in the New Testament did Paul, John, James, Jude, any of the apostles, Peter, ever refer to us as disciples after the cross.
Wow.
Not once. Because, let me say this as well, because you're more than that.
Mm.
You know, the Pharisees have disciples.
Mm.
And actually, every major religion in the Middle East has disciples.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yes, I know disciple just means learner, but a disciple can be fired. And Jesus, he made us more than that. He made us family. He made us sons. He made us co-heirs with him, and so much more. And so, under the law, you can be a disciple.
Mm-hmm.
But under grace, under the new covenant, we're much more than that. And I know somebody might be saying, well, Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. And however, that's not what it says. That's not what he said in the original text. The King James Version actually has that scripture correct, and it says, go and teach all nations. And teach them what? Teach them now that now you're sons, now you're daughters, now you're part of a family. A disciple isn't part of a family. And, you know, disciple, to refer to somebody as a disciple, you know, it doesn't feel as warm, as close, as brother, sister, family. And so, and the book delves more into that. And how that's so, and we believe in the power of our words as Christians. Then let's be pinpoint accurate and refer to us ourselves as God refers to us. And, you know, if Paul never called us that, hey, if Peter never called us that after the cross, let's follow suit.
Wow, this is amazing. And I'm sure, you know, many vacation Bible school lessons and Sunday school lessons have taught us, and they taught something different than this. And so if folks want to read and study this out, how do they get the book?
Amazon.com. And people can order the paperback or ebook through Amazon, or they could find it through our website, QuincyGoodstar.com. And, yeah, that's how they can get the book.
Wonderful. And I can congratulate you, too, on Pray.com. You've hit a major milestone.
We did. We just hit, well, I just checked this morning. I think we are now at 25,700 followers on Pray.com.
Wow. Oh, and the beauty of that is not the numbers, it's the people whose lives you're going to touch and who you're going to see healed and uplifted and set free. So this is wonderful, absolutely. Well, I'm so thankful, really. And I'm thankful that you're willing to step out in such a brave and courageous way and teach revelations like this that sometimes do shake the sacred cows.
Correct, you know, because we have been having, in some places may still be having, discipleship class.
Yes.
And so to all of a sudden, and nothing wrong with discipleship class, you know, but, you know, the Lord, he says this. He says, the little foxes spoil the vines. And in the context, when in the Song of Solomon, when the Lord said, it's the little foxes that spoil the vines, it was in the context of relationship, of relationships. And, you know, somebody might say, oh, well, that's just splitting hairs, you know, Pastor Quincy, you're mincing words. But are we really? Because you know, when someone, let's say somebody was married, and your husband introduced you and said, oh, hey, I'd like to like you to meet my girlfriend.
Wow.
Well, you know, you're a girl, you're his friend. What's wrong with that? But a girlfriend doesn't have the privileges of a wife. A girlfriend doesn't have the name of the wife. And a disciple doesn't have the name of the Savior. You know, a disciple is not a bride. You know, a disciple isn't a co-heir with Jesus. And so it's not mincing words. You know, and people will rise, you know, to the level that you speak to the Jesus in them, to the gold in them. People will rise to that level. And so if somebody thinks that all they are is a disciple, No wonder why we see not so much love for Jesus, you know? But when somebody, man, has been made a little brother, a little sister of Jesus, and of course, you don't deserve that. We know we don't deserve that, but that's what he made us. Now there's warmth, there's love for Jesus that comes about effortlessly, not even by trying. Now the heart is truly transformed, something that the law could never do from the inside out.
That's beautiful. That is gorgeous and sacred. You know, as I hear you sharing this beautiful revelation, it's a wonderful thing to be loved. It's a wonderful thing to be part of a family. And I'm thinking about, I have the privilege of hearing you teach on our influence with God. And I would love it. I mean, that was revelation knowledge, because we see people, they, you know, prayer is a chore or something they have to do. We have people who are trying to get God to do something for them. They're just frustrated in their walk with God. And this revelation, I mean, grace gives you influence with God. That sounds amazing, because it is amazing. And would you do us the honor of sharing that with us today? Please.
Yes, yes. By the way, I have no notes in front of me.
So, I don't either, but I do have strawberry lemonade.
Just so the listeners know, we're just conversating.
That's why they call it a conversation with Dawn Karima.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, there's an amazing scripture, and the Lord, he says, command ye me. Isn't that something?
Yes.
I mean, that is an amazing verse. It's, you know, and when the Lord, he tells us to, he says, hey, don't worry about anything. Don't be anxious and stressed about anything. He says, but by prayer and supplication, he says, let your requests be made known to God, and he'll keep us at peace. But it's interesting. He says prayers and supplication. You know, so there's a difference. But what that word means is, he says, talk to me, and he says, and tell me what you want. That's literally what supplication is. Tell me what you want. What do you want? And today, you know, average Christianity has told us, religion has told us, God doesn't give you what you want. He will give you what he wants, he wants you to have. But yet the Lord says in the new covenant that he gave you a brand new heart and me. So the desperate, wicked heart that Jeremiah said that man was born with, born into sin. There was no blood of Jesus there for Jeremiah when he wrote that.
Right.
And there's a clause in the new covenant that he says he gives us a new heart, a brand new heart. So today we have a brand new heart in Jesus. And so it's safe to follow our heart. Jesus, he leads us by the promptings of our heart today. And so that's why he says that he'll give you the desires of your heart. And so the Lord, he says, you know, that, you know, when he fed the 5,000, for example, let me say that, it says, and they took as much as they wanted. That's what the scripture says.
Beautiful.
You know, as much as they wanted. And so today, you know, because of what Jesus has done and placing us in him, being our high priest, being our representative, when we pray in the name of Jesus, that literally means it's as if Jesus is praying the prayer. And if you think about that, you know, and the Lord, he says that he has given the earth to the sons of men. You and I, can cause things to happen.
Praise God.
That's why we pray. That's why he asks us to pray, to utilize the authority that he's given us in Jesus to cause things to happen. And it's amazing. I think we know the verse, but don't think about it too much.
Mm-hmm.
About, he says, you have not because you ask not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, what are you not asking for? Because we've heard a million messages about why prayer isn't answered, and it's usually people preaching on doubt and fear. But yet we see people doubting and being afraid, but yet still receiving from Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jesus is good.
Yes, amen, all the time. Oh.
And the Lord, you know, I asked the Lord, when the Lord laid that message on my heart, I asked the Lord, can you give me an example of somebody under grace that had influence with you, a scriptural example.
Mm-hmm.
And very quickly he laid on my heart, he said, Abraham. And Abraham, he's not under the law. There's no law yet. He's righteous by faith, just like you and I.
Mm.
And the Lord said, he's my friend.
Yeah.
And talk to him like a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he led me to the scripture where he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Lord was talking to himself. And he said, should I share what I'm about to do with Abraham?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, sure. And he told Abraham, they started having a conversation. about what was going to happen, and we know the story that Abraham said, hey, far be it from you to judge the righteous but the unrighteous.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay, what would you spare the city for 50? He said, yeah, sure. And then 40, he said, yeah, sure. How about 30? How about 35? How about 20?
Mm.
How about 10? And the Lord said, yeah, I'll spare it for 10. Well, that's influence. That Abraham had influence with the Lord.
Mm. Oh, praise Jesus. Oh, this is wonderful news. I mean, this is wonderful news. I think it's just so beautiful because I am believing for some things that people keep telling me are really big, right? But that's all I know how to believe for, evidently. But I am believing God for some things, and I'm asking him to do them, and they will take miracles. You know, they will really take miracles. But is anything too hard for the Lord? So this is so wonderful. I mean, this is, I feel so invigorated right now, because there's a wonderful thing you just said in all of this. It's really God's grace. It's not how many prayer meetings we attend or how many scriptures we confess in the morning and before we go to bed. You know, it's God. And that is beautiful news. That's wonderful news. So I would love it. Would you take a moment and pray for those of us right now who are desiring something from Jesus?
Yes. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, thank you that you tell us, you promise us that you do more for us than we think, than that we ask or even imagine. And so, Father, all the listeners right now, Father, do more than they think. Do more than they're asking. Do more than they're even imagining. In their life, in their family's life, in their children's lives, in their ministries, in their businesses, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Father, for bringing about those miracles, those heart's desires. And Father, we thank you for bringing them about today. and this week. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's wonderful. Amen. Oh, how marvelous. This revelation that we have favor and influence with God. We do. This is life-changing. What will this do for us as we embrace it and believe it and trust it?
It's interesting how, you know, the enemy knows
mm-hmm.
how much influence a believer has with the Lord. You know, the enemy has none.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that,
he's not what he used to be.
No, the Lord isn't even talking to him today. He has nothing to say to him. But he's talking with us.
Mm,
and his ear is open to our cry, the Lord says.
Mm.
He's always listening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one thing that I think that is amazing that happens as the result of realizing that the influence that somebody carries in Jesus by his undeserved favor is, you know, you end up praying more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is mm-hmm. what I meant by the enemy knows that the influence a believer has more than a believer. Have you ever noticed this? Of all the prayer meetings, of all the services that a church may have, no matter how big that church is, whether there's 10,000 in the congregation or 10,
mm-hmm.
The prayer service is always the least attended.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Always. Mm-hmm.
And that's because the enemy is deathly afraid of believers utilizing their influence with the Lord.
Mm.
I remember sitting in one service one time, and this great man of God, he said, prayer is work.
And he
was teaching us about prayer. And I think that's how your average Christian sees prayer.
That's right.
But prayer is not work. Prayer is actually a time to receive.
Mm.
And if everybody's seen it that way, that, okay, hey, it's time for me to receive, and they just start shooting up their requests and supplications,
mm-hmm.
everybody would be praying all the time.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Therefore, all kinds of things would be happening and changing all the time.
Yes. Oh, victory. Yes. Good things. Blessings.
Right. Because, you know, just like the prayer we just prayed,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's amazing. What's amazing to me about that verse we prayed is he says he does more for us than we imagine.
Yes.
Well, geez, I can imagine a lot.
So can I.
You know?
Yes.
And he says he's going to go beyond that?
Mm, thank you, Jesus.
Man, that's just something to think about for a minute. I mean, it makes your heart glad. I mean, I'm smiling now thinking about
it. Yes.
That he's going to do more for me than I even imagined. What a good God.
What a good God. Yes. And who wouldn't want to pray and spend time with and receive from such a wonderful, merciful Jesus? Right? I mean, if we think about that, oh, wonderful things will be happening. And this is such a blessing. Okay, so what happens to the people who, they prayed with us, they're feeling wonderful, and then, in the still of the night, they have a little bit of doubt and unbelief. Because I've heard you teach on you can doubt and still receive. And they feel like that doubt will just, oh no, don't have any doubt. If you have any doubt, you'll just totally negate all the prayers that we just said, you know, right, if you have any. What would you say to mm-hmm. people who, you know, in the moments of reality, do have a little bit of doubt?
You know, the first thing I would say is it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
to doubt, you know, you will still receive despite your doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And then something amazing happens. People actually end up having faith to believe when you tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when somebody, because Jesus, being in Christ, he says he remembers your sin no more.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the Lord, he's not looking at our doubts. You know, there's an amazing passage in the law, in the Old Testament. It's a picture of our prayer life today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Jesus, the high priest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he says. He says, when somebody comes to the high priest and they would offer like birds, right?
Right.
And then they give the birds to the high priest, and then the high priest will take off like the feathers and this and that, and then the high priest will present that offering to God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what that's a picture of today is our prayers.
Mm.
You know, we come in our high priest, Jesus, our representative, and we pray. And those prayers are filtered through our high priest, you can say.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus, he takes off everything that's unnecessary, including the doubts. And then he presents those prayers to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's as if Jesus prayed them, praying in the name of Jesus.
Oh, praise God.
And so the Lord is not looking at our doubts today.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. That is revelation. And I mean, that's good news. That's good news.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, he is so good.
He is, all the time. We're going to go to commercial, but when we come back, I'm going to hand you the mic and allow you to share from your heart with us, because these are some wonderful revelations and you are doing some wonderful things. But as we go to commercial, would you tell us, please, how folks can become involved with your ministry, receive from your ministry, support your ministry?
Yes, the easiest way would be go to quincygoodstar.com, and you can find our social media, our websites, our links all through there, the books, resources, sermons. That'd be the best way.
All right. Well, we'll do that while we listen to this, and we'll come right back, and Pastor Quincy will share from his heart with us. Just a minute.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage. Scroll down to Featured Podcast. Click on Play or click on Subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come. Another reason to stay. Radio. The way it should be heard.
Meet Norm. He lives with anxiety. But with the help of this latest innovation from Be Normal, he can be normal. Just like everyone else. With the swipe of a finger, you can project happiness. Confidence. Machismo. Why settle for being real when you can be normal? The Normal Maker. New from Be Normal.
This item doesn't really work because there's no such thing as normal. We're all different. What we like, how our brains work. In fact, 1 in 5 of us live with mental illness. Don't filter who you are. Start by talking to someone you trust. And remember, there is no normal.
We are strong, and we'll get through this together. But these are stressful times. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, and know that you are not alone. Visit wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Oh, I feel overjoyed by this conversation today and truly uplifted and encouraged. And that's because of our guest who's here with us today. Would you reintroduce yourself to us, please?
Oh, yes. How Mitakiapi Chantelo Waste Nape Chuziapelo Quincy Wichakpi Waste Imachiap. What I said was, my name is Quincy Goodstar. Greetings, my relatives. I greet you with a glad heart and a warm handshake. And that's our traditional Lakota greeting. And so to introduce myself to your listeners in any other way would actually be an insult.
Well, we're so happy you're here. And as promised, I'm handing you and Jesus the mic, and I would love if you would share from your heart with us.
Ah, from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything in particular, that a question, anything that you all would like to hear?
We would. You know, I really love your teachings on this wonderful influence we have with God, the prayer life that we have in Jesus. This is wonderful. But you know, in every day, in every way, we hear something that contradicts that, even in many of our churches, mixture preaching. And so I would just love it if you would just give us a lovely helping of grace. Just share with us about grace, because many folks that are listening, this is the first time they've heard anything like this, and they love God, and they're in churches every Sunday and Wednesday, you know, and yet, you know, they haven't heard this revelation, and so we would love it if you would share with us specifically about grace. What is it? What does it do for us? And here's the amazing thing people keep asking me about it. How do I get it?
Yeah, I understand. You know, You know, one time, one brother, after a service, he said to me, he said, Brother Quincy, he said, I believe everything that you just said, and I know it to be God's truth, and how do I get into this grace?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're in it.
Amen.
You know, you are there. You know, you're in Christ. You are in undeserved favor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, grace is the gospel, and grace is a person. You know, Jesus, he said, of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. And so the fullness of Jesus is grace incarnate. Grace is everything. You know, all the fruit of the Spirit, you can say, is the result of grace in a person's life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an amazing scripture that says what the law could not do. You know, and he said God did by sending his own son.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that the law could not do is it could not make us righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Although it is righteous, it is perfect, it is holy, it is just, but it cannot make us good, cannot justify us, cannot make us righteous, cannot make us holy. And that's what Jesus did when he came. So our holiness, our righteousness is a person. It's who we are in. And there's an amazing scripture. If I remember correctly, it's Galatians 5, verse 18. It says, if you are led of the Spirit, you are not under the law.
Mm.
Now, that's an amazing scripture that you seldom hear preached, especially when being taught to be led by the Spirit is happening. Mm-hmm. You know, because we have this idea that, oh yeah, the Holy Spirit, he'll lead us to keep the law.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not what the Scripture says. It says, if you are led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Because the leading of the Spirit will do what the law can't. The leading of the Spirit will, you will end up surpassing the law.
Oh, my.
You know, you will end up loving the Lord, not because you're commanded to,
mm-hmm.
but because you now truly do from the heart. You know, you end up praying for your enemies, and you really mean it. Not because you're just
right.
commanded to, you know. And or even in your day-to-day life, when you're kind to people, you're actually kind to people now because you end up loving people when you know how much you're loved by Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where mm-hmm. the law, yeah, you know, people can be nice to you because they're commanded to, but
mm-hmm.
yet on the inside, not want to.
Mm.
And so undeserved favor not just changes behavior, but your heart's desires, where your behavior stems from. True behavior, genuine behavior. And then now your behavior is unconscious. Somebody's not trying to be nice. They're just nice because that's now who they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and sad is the day when, especially when believers are nice to each other or nice to the world just because they're afraid of going to hell.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not true, genuine love. Really, that's actually very introspective and selfish because they're only thinking about themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And not the other individual.
Right.
And so, you know, when Jesus said, you know, a new commandment, he said, I give to you.
Mm-hmm.
He says, love each other. He says, like I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I think he said that with a smile because Jesus knew that we love, the Scripture says, because he first loved us.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we see his love for us, then we end up loving people, loving the Lord,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Jesus loves us. A fruit.
Mm.
A fruit of his undeserved favor.
Ah, mm. Oh, that's beautiful. That's gorgeous. We have some questions for you about the gospel of grace. Would you answer those for us, please?
Yes, please.
All right. Well, the first one we have, okay, the first one, oh, wow, okay. This is from one of our summer interns, and they would like to know how they can find a good spouse and marry them by grace.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are they a male or female?
Oh, okay. It's a young lady. Lovely young lady. Very nice young lady.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I asked is because, you know, there's a scripture that says, what is desired in a man
mm-hmm.
is grace.
Mm.
And so, you know, that is what a woman is looking for in a man. A man of undeserved favor. And of course, just like we were saying, you know,
mm-hmm.
we can ask Jesus and he'll do it.
Amen.
Because it's interesting how, you know, the very first thing that the Lord did after he created everything
mm-hmm.
was he performed the first wedding. He match-made Adam with Eve. And so the very first thing he did was make a family.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but the way to, and this is what I think is interesting, is there's no record of them asking, right?
Right. That's right. So, oh, wow.
And so I say that to say this, nothing wrong with asking. You ask your heart's desire, but mm-hmm. also know this, that the Lord himself wants that for you.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
He wanted it so much for Adam and Eve, they didn't even have to ask. He just went ahead and did it.
Mm.
And today you have believers thinking, oh, yeah, I'm in my waiting period. Oh, yeah, you know, God doesn't want me to have it yet. It's not the right time. Who says? Who
right.
told you that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you see people in the world, they're like more positive than people in the church
right.
when it comes to relationships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like women in the world, they're saying, it's raining men, right? You know, it's raining men, you know? And then women in the church, they're like, oh, you know, all the men are taken. There's no men in the church.
She like, literally just told me that the other day. She says, there's no good men.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, when it's actually the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That's
like there's abundance. Yep, there's abundance in the church.
Amen.
And the world is the one who lacks. And so Jesus desires for everyone to have that, if they so choose,
mm-hmm.
if they want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a beautiful scripture that says, God, he causes the barren woman to keep house. And
mm-hmm.
that is the promise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she wants a child. That's exactly what Jesus does. And it's amazing that every woman that we have a record of
mm-hmm.
who was barren in the scriptures
mm-hmm.
and asked God for a child received.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one.
Mm, yeah. Wow.
Because he causes the barren to keep house.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen. Oh, and
so
to be a joyful mother of children.
Yes, and so in that same way, stand on those scriptures. Says what Jesus does for one, he does for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus, he says that he is our wisdom. You know,
mm-hmm.
our wisdom is a person.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that we don't have to know how to do everything, because Jesus, who we are in, knows how to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jesus, he says that we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
And so I would encourage your friend to stand on that scripture for their
mm-hmm.
child, that their yeah. child has the mind of Christ.
Amen.
And declare that over them.
Amen.
And also that Jesus, because he's their wisdom, that he is giving them supernatural problem solving,
mm-hmm.
supernatural words of wisdom on how to help their child. Because grace, being undeserved favor, is attracted to our weaknesses, you can say,
mm-hmm.
and then ends up making us strong in that area. So there's much grace on that child. Much undeserved favor on that
mm-hmm.
child. And this is why Paul, he says, therefore I boast in my weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
He says that the power of Christ may rest on me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but seldom do we boast in our weaknesses. We boast
right.
in our strengths.
Mm-hmm.
But Paul has a revelation that wherever that someone is weak, The power of Christ comes upon that area. So the power of Christ is upon that child, and advancing them in ways that only he can. I've been chaplaining for our local county jail for 10 years.
Wow.
And this is one thing that I tell the inmates in there.
Mm-hmm.
One, because a lot of them, they'll say, oh, yeah, you know, God put me in here, you know, to save my life, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds almost spiritual. But one thing that the Lord, this is what Jesus said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, pray that you don't enter the trial.
Right, yes.
And so if Jesus said, pray that you don't enter the trial, I'm going to pray that I
That's
don't
right.
enter the
Amen.
Trial.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them without fail that Jesus does not need this place
That's
or
right.
tragedies or trials to teach you anything. He
That's
is
right.
more than capable of teaching someone in his goodness without tragedies. Mm-hmm. Without lack, without those kinds of circumstances, he's more than able to teach
Absolutely.
Somebody. You know, and it's as if we even know it too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the old saying goes, a wise man learns from other people's mistakes, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
I do believe that God does test us. Mm-hmm. However, not with tragedies, not with sickness. Not with trials like that, but simple word tests.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's scripture for that. You know, like when Jesus fed the 5,000, he said, he asked the apostles, he said, hey, how are we going to feed these? And then the scripture says, knowing what he was going to do. So he just wanted to see what they were going to say.
Mm-hmm.
It was a simple word test.
Yes.
You know, and then same thing with Abraham. Abraham, he's not under the law. He's under righteousness by faith.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, why don't you give me your son? Well, God never wants Isaac. He never wanted his son.
Mm-hmm.
But Abraham has a free will.
Mm.
And then Abraham, we all know the story. He was going to do it. And then God said, oh, hey, hold it, stop. Don't do that. And then he said, now I know I can trust you.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a simple word test.
That's comforting, I think.
Right, yeah. And there was no tragedy involved. There was no anything like that. God has no tragedy to give.
That's right, yeah.
You know, the Lord said this to me yesterday, and you guys are the first ones who are going to hear it. He said to me, he said, so the provided for are trying to be provided for.
Yeah.
You know, even, you know, the Lord, he says that he has given you and me everything that pertains to life and godliness. And finances, it's a huge part of life.
Mm-hmm.
But what's amazing is, you know, the Lord, when we know that Jesus overpaid our debt, right?
Mm-hmm.
That literally means this. You owe nothing. But it's interesting because, yes, we owe Jesus everything. However, because of what Jesus has done for us at the cross, we owe nothing. We are debt-free.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings about a love for Jesus. And so, when we sow, for example, give an offering, that offering isn't a debt that we owe because Jesus paid our debts. It is now a seed that we sow. So now it's 100% seed. And when that happens, oh man, you know, Jesus is... you know, the lot of seed time and harvest, he said, is never going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, you know, if what somebody knows that, there are some things that we can cause to happen. by our sowing, although you are still blessed. That's why he says some 30, some 60, some 100. They're all blessed, right?
That's right.
But some have a larger revelation, you can say,
mm-hmm.
of sowing.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody, you know, because, and even in the business world, Jesus, he said of the world, actually, excuse me, the church, he said, the sons of the world, he said, are more savvy when it comes to making money work for them than the sons of light, than people in the church. And then he said, it shouldn't be like that. Because
mm-hmm.
Jesus is our wisdom, we ought to know how to work that money, work those finances better than people in the world.
Yeah.
Because we have an inside track, you can say.
Yes.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus is our advantage
mm-hmm.
because he's our wisdom. And so, and it's amazing when we rest in that truth, finances are there.
Mm-hmm.
But let me say this as well. If you're a believer,
mm-hmm.
even if you're broke, you're rich.
Oh, how wonderful. Yes.
But you won't stay that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just goes hand in hand because money is such a huge part of life. Jesus preached more on money than he did about hell. I think that's interesting.
That is.
Yeah, and but because it's such a huge part of life, but he also says where somebody's money is, that's where their heart is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's why, you know, Jesus, he says for us to give. And I just feel like I need to say this because this verse has been misquoted so many times that
mm-hmm.
Money is the root of all evil. But
oh,
that
yeah.
is not what the scripture says.
No.
The scripture says it's the love of money that is a root of all kinds of evil.
Mm.
So it's the love of money that is a root, not the root. It is a root of all kinds of evil. But there are people who have no money that love money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then I know people who have money, but yet they think about Jesus all day.
That's right.
And so, you know, it's not the money that makes someone bad. It's, he says, it's the love of it. And when Jesus said you can't serve two masters, in the context, he was referring to God and money. And so, but when so what keeps us safe from the love of money, you can say, is he says, give.
Oh, yes.
But this is amazing to me and comforting because when Jesus, he said, give, he says, and it shall be given to you.
Oh, yes.
Pressed down, running over, shaken together, he said, men shall give to you. Well, why would Jesus entice us to give like that unless it doesn't come back around?
Right. Oh, how good and kind.
Yes.
Oh, you never lose that. You're never out anything with Jesus.
No. Even the seed. He says he gives seed to the sower. And then he multiplies the seed sown. So we sow what he gave to us in the first place. And then he gives us more because we gave what he gave to us away in the first place. Man. What a good Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful, loving Jesus. All right. Everybody's using Ozempic, but it's too expensive for her. So is there a way to lose weight and get in shape by grace? Oh, okay. Getting healthy.
Oh, yes, there is.
All right.
You know, I have a message called Eating God's Way.
Mm-hmm.
And it is exactly what it states in the title, you know, and so I can't go through the whole message. However, you know, There is a, according to the Jewish oral tradition, when they would switch out the table of showbread, and they did this every week, right? And then the priests would eat the bread. This is what the Jewish oral tradition says, that one piece of that bread, just one bite, was enough to keep the priest full for a whole day.
Oh, wow.
That's what they said, because this bread, of course, was in the tabernacle. And they actually said this, too. It stayed warm the whole time. But that is a type and a shadow of the real substance we have in Jesus today. Jesus is our bread. And so, through the communion, you know, if somebody wants to lose weight, you know, they could receive the communion and believe Jesus to cause them to lose weight, and there it goes. You know, it's amazing because man ate his way into trouble.
Yes.
And so Jesus gave us a way to eat ourselves out of trouble through his communion, because diets don't work, because diets are just more laws.
Right.
And it's, and what I'm about to say probably requires more explanation that we don't have time for, but I'm just going to say it, and maybe they can order the message, but it's not food that kills.
Right.
God doesn't say that. He says it's condemnation that kills.
Mm-hmm.
And so when somebody eats something thinking, oh, this is bad for me, this isn't good for me, they're eating and drinking, he says, condemnation unto themselves. And so that guilt of eating that releases the cortisol, and there goes the weight gain. This is why we see other people with a clear, clean conscience eating everything and anything they want.
That's right.
I'm not talking about gluttony. We're not,
right.
You know. But yeah, you know, and they're not gaining anything because their conscience is clear and clean.
Wow.
And like I said, that probably requires more of a teaching, but I have the message. It's called Eating God's Way.
Oh, beautiful. And that's why we'll all be signing up at pray.com and going to your website and finding out more about you. Well, I feel so uplifted and encouraged, and I have enjoyed this conversation so thoroughly. But I want to make sure as we close that if there's anything else you want us to know or you want to share with us, that you have the opportunity to do that.
You know, one thing I just feel compelled to say to the listeners is that Jesus says he has a plan for you, and he tells us what that plan is. He's telling you, he says, I have plans to prosper you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a good future and hope. And I just want to encourage you all to trust in that plan to prosper you. Jesus's plan to prosper your life is in effect today, right now. He is prospering you. He's moving you forward. He's promoting you. He's providing for you today, right now, in the present tense, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amado, Pastor Goodstar, for joining us today. Thank you for sharing your revelations with us and your time with us. We love you. We appreciate you in Jesus, and we thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, it's always so wonderful when all of us are able to have one of these beautiful conversations. And I'm already looking forward to when all of us are together again for another conversation with Dawn Karima. I'll see you then. She is silent, she's getting older.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.